turn to Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. to get the lay of the land over there. And we have to start, I suppose, with the prospect of £1 billion worth. I should do that again in the style of Dr. Evil. £1 billion worth of licence fee payers' money making its way into Donald Trump's trues.
I keep wondering, James, why he selected the 1 billion figure.
I think it
might be because it's alliterative.
Yes.
I think it's because it's the BBC. I think if it was MBC, he'd have gone with some millions. But look, let's be absolutely clear about this, OK?
What if it was Fox? Sorry,
I'm not going there. Let's be absolutely clear about this, OK? There are no serious legal analysts in the United States that think this threatened lawsuit by Donald Trump has a snowball's chance of success in Florida. And let's look at the track record of Donald Trump's numerous threats to take out lawsuits, many of which, of course, never materialize, but some do. Let's take a look just in the last few weeks. He was going after Bob Woodward, the veteran Watergate journalist of the Washington Post, for $50 million over Mr. Woodward's 2022 book, Rage. That was thrown out by a judge who, in the process of throwing that lawsuit out, reminded Donald Trump's lawyers that, and this is a quote, litigation is not a game. If we go back to September, the New York Times was facing a $15 billion lawsuit from the president over claims that the paper had defamed him by daring to question his success in the business world. Where did Donald Trump bring that lawsuit? You got it, in the Sunshine State of Florida, which is exactly where he's threatening to bring this lawsuit against the BBC. Judge Stephen Merriday in Florida criticized the attempted legal action in his judgment, dismissing it. He called the legal action tedious and burdensome and often repetitive. He reminded the president that a complaint is not a public forum for vituperation and invective, nor a megaphone for public relations or a podium for a passionate oration at a political rally. So when media organizations push back against these threatened lawsuits, there's a strong possibility that they win, particularly if the lawsuits being brought in Florida, covered by the First Amendment guarantees in the American Constitution that protect freedom of speech. And also, by the way, the president would have to prove that there were people in Florida so aggrieved by that clumsy edit in the Panorama documentary that they were in some fashion disadvantaged by it. Now, we know from the BBC that back in October of last year, they didn't even receive a phone call complaining about the documentary from Angry of Manchester. So the chances that they were receiving any phone calls from viewers in Florida seems extremely slim. So, you know, I think there is a real case to underscore that no license payer money is going to be flowing into Donald Trump's coffers anytime soon, regardless of whether he actually goes ahead with this lawsuit or not.
Which is itself probably unlikely, but we will see. I mean, in an objective universe, the other story breaking today is immeasurably more important. The United Kingdom, even as it attempts, of course, to keep Trump sweet in so many other ways, is pausing intelligence sharing with the United States because, well, they keep killing people without any evidence for the what would be extrajudicial or illegal murders of people in boats between Venezuela and the States.
That's the key point. Without any legal justification whatsoever, 76 people now killed summarily by the United States in waterborne speedboats that have been blown out of the water, in the waters of the Caribbean, in the waters of the Pacific. We have to take it on trust that the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, is telling the truth when he says that these people were drug traffickers, that they were carrying substantial cargoes of drugs towards American shores. The reason we have to take it on truth is because the Pentagon, the Department of War, the White House won't provide any evidence.
But they could easily
support the claims.
They could share the proof they have. That wouldn't be very difficult. It wouldn't involve any great compromise of secrecy or anything like that.
No, absolutely not. And not only that, that they could come up with some sort of legal justification for what they're doing. They don't even attempt to answer in the affirmative the question about whether this is legal under any international law. So I think the British government has clearly got very cold feet over intelligence sharing that might be used by the Trump administration in this extrajudicial campaign, especially with Donald Trump now positioning military forces off the coast of Venezuela, threatening to launch airstrikes on Venezuelan soil. Were any intelligence that the British government or other Five Eyes partners had provided to the United States to be used in those military assaults, they might find themselves culpable for any legal action that results from this, or claims for compensation from the families of those people killed.
All of which makes it all the more remarkable and possibly grimly predictable that the Democrats have managed to snatch a form of defeat from the jaws of last week's extraordinary victories.
I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. So for those people that haven't been following this over the last 3 days, eight Democrats decided to cross the aisle and vote with Republicans in the United States Senate to bring the government shutdown to a close. And in doing so, capitulated to basically a key demand of Donald Trump. The Democrats wanted government subsidies for healthcare coverage to be extended in any funding measure. You know, the price of healthcare here is a massive issue. There are an estimated 4 million people relying on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and their fees for that are subsidized by the government. The Republicans have steadfastly refused to extend those subsidies. This was the line over which Democrats were not going to walk until the weekend, when those eight Democrat senators in the Senate caved. They've only been promised a vote on whether those healthcare subsidies should be extended next month, and indeed only a vote in the Senate, not a vote in the House of Representatives, and they will clearly lose that vote in the Senate. So the grassroots of the party, particularly the progressive left, but I think also, you know, the contagion is now spreading much further than that, going absolutely bananas and saying, look, a week ago we were daring to dream of vanquishing Donald Trump and the Republicans after those off-year elections, and now we are facing a lengthy internecine civil war for control of the party. It's a real mess.
Well, it is indeed. It's hard to know where to start or where to end. But once again, Simon, you've not only brought us in on time, but you've steered us through the choppiest of waters. We'll speak soon, no doubt.